Chapter 2. Vienna. The city of Vienna blossomed from the freshness of spring, with all the bright colours of the flowers and foliage now gradually turning into an intense reflection of the sun that fills the days here. A sharp contrast to the cold winter, snow-filled, snapped weather that Sophia could never get used to here. One of the small pleasures that she still allowed, be it a small aspect, is to feel the sun on her bare skin. It took her back to the blissful, innocent days of her childhood. Those long summer days would infiltrate into the evenings as she and her father would spend endless hours between the lake and woodlands surrounding the house. Sophia stepped out of the tram. A glance at her wrist. Her watch showed 7:45 a.m. She was not due to be anywhere in particular this morning. Louis left at the same time she did. She made him feel he was wanted this morning as they woke up and had coffee together at his breakfast table, which she made, an effort to keep him in a state of comfort. They walked side by side to the tramline station. That was when she embraced him and kissed him with a wish of good morning at work, and that perhaps she may cross his path later during the day. All these years, Sophia had worked to be part of something that was not obvious to anyone around her. She was aware that it was tearing her apart to the point that she now did not recognize any aspect of her former self. The transition was there when she first left London years ago. She carried that with her, gradually letting aspects of her identity be chipped away and eaten by everything around her. Being back here, in Vienna, over the last few years, where it all started, she stood in the morning sun, letting the heat comfort her arms, neck and face. Her sunglasses sat on her nose, shielding her eyes from the sun, a lesson learnt from last night's episode. She moved her hair away from her neck to also allow the heat to rest there. Vienna now seemed so alien to her. The lens she looked through was one of death and destruction with this place. Sophia, a voice calling her name made her turn around. Sophia, this isn't really the place to meet. Standing behind Sophia was a woman in the shade of the building. We should get inside somewhere. Friday, it's good to see you again also. Sophia smiled softly at the woman standing there. Well, you too, but let's get inside. Come, we can go to a coffee place around the corner. Friday turned hurriedly and led the way past the morning rush of people towards a quieter street just off the main district. They sat at a secluded table towards the back of the room. You look well. Sophia reached across the table while she spoke and held both of Friday's hands in hers, smiling. I'm so sorry, Sophia. He was so important to all of us. Friday squeezed Sophia's hands. I feel I failed. I should have protected him. No, please, he was so grateful for all the risks you took and continue to take for us all. He respected you so much. Friday leaned in closer to Sophia. How are you holding up? I knew you were back in Vienna, but it's been difficult to... I know. I would have reached out earlier, but I just needed time. And besides, it wasn't safe to either, Sophia interrupted. I know it's not ideal here either with you now, but we need to talk. The approaching waitress broke their attention. Hallo, was darf ich da bringen? Schweiz Wurzel Kaffee, danke. Sophia replied to the waitress, watching her walk away to get their coffees. You remember my drink well, Sophia, Friday smiled. Friday, I am back in Vienna to end this. It is time. Sophia's voice carried a stern tone to it. She looked directly into Friday's eyes, not wavering in her stare. Sophia, I know you're hurting, but you know this is not something that can be done with a reflex action. Sophia leaned back in her chair at Friday's response. The waitress returned with the coffees.
Bitte schön, alles andere nicht rühren.
Sophia waited for the waitress to leave. This is not a reflex action of mine. We have waited and worked for years to get to this point, all of us.
I know, Sophia, but there is still so much we yet do not know.
We do not know how far and deep the reach is of the organisation.
Sophia picked up her coffee. The steam flew over her face as she took a sip. She leaned forward onto the table with her elbows.
How long until our covers are blown, Friday?
What do you mean?
You know, as well as I do, that everything eventually comes out in the wash. No matter how deep we feel we have been in our covert cover, they will eventually know, and we will eventually slip up and break.
Suddenly, Friday's piercing green eyes did not seem so bright and confident. What are you planning to do, Sophia? Friday's questioned with concern.
Destroy it all. Destroy what it stands for, the organisation. I have a lead inside. I have cultivated that lead since I have been here in Vienna. It's not just here, in Vienna, that we need to be concerned about. The research...
Friday paused. Sophia noticed Friday's line of sight towards the door. Sophia turned in her chair to look back at the entrance and noted a tall man in a smart suit walking in holding a briefcase. Sophia looked back to Friday. The slight nod from Friday was all she needed.
So he took me to the seafood place for dinner. I did not have the heart to mention that I hated seafood.
Sophia laughed and changed her accent.
Really? How did he not ask you beforehand? How many times have you been on a date with him now? Oh, this was the third date. But the first time we actually decided it would be a dinner date.
Sophia heard the man at the counter as he ordered his coffee to go. He had a strong South African accent. She continued to have the conversation with Friday.
So it seems it's going well then if you guys have got to date number three. Well, early stages, but so far it is ticking all the boxes.
Thank you. Have a nice day. The voice from the man to the waitress as he paid for his coffee and walked out. Describe. Sophia's back was to the entrance and the windows, and she watched Friday as she took in every aspect of the man who walked away from the coffee place. He fits the profile. He would be here for the organisation from their South African facility. I'm unaware of many South African business aspects here in Vienna, apart from the organisation and its work. But I wouldn't be that concerned about him at present. Do you think he would have... Sophia was not allowed to finish her sentence. Friday interrupted.
I don't know, Sophia. I do not know if he knows us and our organisational role.
This is exactly why it is important we do not meet in this manner. You are not in the field anymore. There is no reason for you to meet me like this. You know the tight leash we're kept on.
Friday's voice was agitated. Sophia sighed at Friday's words.
I am well aware. You forget I was doing exactly what you were doing for many years. I'm sorry, of course you know.
Friday put her hands out again across the table to Sophia.
Tell me, where and when do we meet to discuss everything you have on your mind and your next steps?
Sophia let a smile creep across her face at the words of Friday. I'll be in contact soon, but just be ready. There is only so much Sienna can do now with her team without getting attention. Then it may be too late for all of us. Friday looked at her watch.
Oh, I need to get to a briefing.
Oh, yes, I remember those days. Sophia felt the slight aspect of anxiety edging into her mind as she revisited the days when she would sit at the large desk and report on her work and targets.
Oh, suppose they never leave you once you've been there, right?
Sophia, we need to remember why we are doing this in the first place. We have been down for so long now in these depths. Let's not lose sight of the reasons we choose to do this. Sophia sat there staring at Friday as she tried to let her words make sense and to remember the ultimate end goal here.
What have we lost of ourselves on the way? What has it turned us into, Friday?
Friday got up and placed a hand on her shoulder as she walked past.
Be in contact when you can, Sophia. And be careful.
I'll set up a dummy email account and use that to make contact. Keep an eye on junk folders. Sophia sat there at the empty table in the empty coffee place. She could hear the waitress behind the counter moving the plates and cups around with the occasional hum of a vehicle that passed outside. She noticed for the first time how much colder it was inside than it was outside earlier. Her arms had goosebumps rising on them, and the tips of her fingers felt slightly numb with the coldness.
Möchten Sie noch etwas?
Sophia did not hear the waitress as she spoke, standing by her side asking if she wanted anything else.
Wasserhang. Oh, yes, sorry, no, just the bill, please.
Sophia startled at the voice that came from beside her. As she stepped back onto the street, so many racing thoughts rushed through her head at that moment. She knew it would be too suspicious if she stepped foot inside the building where the organisation was today, as she was not cleared to be on site today. Her mind focused on the man that came into the coffee shop with a South African accent. The thought dawned on her that they could already be disrupting the organisation's work too late. Had the cell in South Africa been able to complete Emily's research work after all these years? She wondered why that man was here, in Vienna, at the source of the organisation's power. The sun had risen high in the sky as Sophia decided to walk along the River Danube. She put her shades back on to keep her eyes away from the brightness. She needed Friday to be focused, as this was not something Sophia could do herself. She sat down on a wooden bench along the riverbank as she noticed people walking by, going about their own business. She could not help but feel a sense of envy towards them with the hollow emptiness she felt inside. The only way she knew how to suppress the empty pain of her within was to focus on all that she had consumed ever since those early years here in Vienna. She looked out to the river, watched the boats go by slowly, letting the waves lazily follow them. The slightly mesmerizing feeling it was evoked in her let her mind go back to the monster she wanted to allow to be released inside her to avenge her father's death. The name that tormented her. Paige.